Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be in my mind, on my lips, in my heart. At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. Now, a lot of times that line from the gospel this morning is used as a vocations pitch, trying to recruit guys to become priests. Best pitch I ever heard is some diocese in the Midwest put up billboards and said, "Do something with your life, for God's sake." But with the upcoming transfer and the transition looming, I have been thinking a lot about when it all started. The first time I thought about becoming a priest. Seriously. I was down in Sierra Vista. I was working at the golf course on the greens crew, and I was taking classes at the local junior college. And I had become more involved with my parish. And the pastor that we had, Bill Parento, he seemed to really enjoy being a priest. He liked being a priest. And so I approached him about it. We made plans to have dinner one night. And talking about becoming a priest, you know, what it takes and all of that. And I remember he asked me, straightforward, "Well, why do you want to do this? Do you want to dress up funny? Be in charge of people? Tell them what to do?" There's a lot more to it than that. I hope that's not the only reason you want to. And I remember it. Another conversation we had told me, "Well, you're young. Try it. Go to the seminary. See if you like it. If you don't like it, you can always leave. No harm done." But I remember after that first dinner, got home. Mom and Dad were sitting at the kitchen table waiting for me. Apparently, Bill had ratted me out. This was before cell phones. He called up just to confirm what time we were having dinner. And when I walked into the house, I felt like I was in high school again, that I was in trouble for something. And so I started going through my mind of all the things that I had done that my parents could know about, and I couldn't figure out what it was. But that night we sat down and I told them, thinking about being a priest. Their reaction surprised me. My mother, my little Italian Catholic mother, didn't like it at all. The whole time in the seminary, she would tell me, "Well, try it out. If you don't like it, you can leave and come back home." She wanted grandchildren. I kept telling her, "You know, I have a brother." My dad's reaction really surprised me. Because he's not Catholic, he's Methodist. He'll never become Catholic, although he is a better Catholic than he is a Methodist. But he said, "How can I object? Every parent's desire is that their child would do something good, that they would be a positive contributor to society. How could I object to you wanting to help others?" And he's been that way the whole time. Why did I become a priest? Same reason why I remain a priest. I joke about these hands are made for chalices, not calluses. Three hots and a cot and no heavy lifting is very appealing. But the real reason is, he touched me. God touched me. Loved me. He entered into relationship with me. That changed everything. And the only way that I could figure out how to respond to his love was to become a priest. The best way for me to respond to God, to become a priest. I think this gospel is not just about priestly vocation. This gospel is for each and every disciple. All of us here have been touched by God. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. All of us know what it is to be desired and to be loved by God. All of us know the joy that that relationship with God brings. Not that the relationship is easy. It's always a struggle. It's hard. There are times when we get frustrated. But in the end, it is a joy to be in relationship with God. If it were not, why even bother being in a relationship with God if it doesn't bring us joy? Jesus sends out the 12. He sends them out to the lost, those who are troubled, those who feel abandoned. He sends the 12 out to proclaim to them the kingdom. And what is the kingdom all about? It's all about being loved by God, being desired by God, loving Him back, being in relationship with our God. It is something that we have all experienced. And the basic fundamental call, basic fundamental vocation of every desire, of every disciple, is to go out to others and make sure that they experience the same thing of God that we've experienced.